Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. $50,000 for a two-headed albino snake? Todd Ray must have a lot of cash snaked away. Why else would he pay $50,000 on a snake, even one that is two-headed and an albino? Ray already holds the Guinness World Record for having the biggest collection of two-headed animals, but he considers Medusa the crowning jewel. It is quite a beautiful snake, I suppose. Take a look at it at artbell.com. Let us know if you think the price is right. Would you pay $50,000 for a two-headed snake? South Africa's annual Zulu reed dance ceremony was disrupted by hallucinating girls who swarmed the country's president. This according to a Johannesburg newspaper on Monday. Teenage girls dancing in the annual cultural festival heard voices and rushed towards the area where the president, Jacob Zuma, and Zulu King Goodwill Swelithini were seated during the Saturday ceremony in KwaZulu-Natal province. The president's bodyguards escorted him away from the thousands of colorfully clad dancers, according to the Front Page Star report. Zuma's spokesman, who was at the ceremony, said the newspaper reports were exaggerated. Namagugu Ngobi's, president of the cultural group that trains the young women, heard reports that priests were summoned on Friday after some dancers began wailing, apparently possessed. This happened again during the main ceremony on Saturday. Dancers began to hallucinate and scream, causing panic among the crowd of thousands of young women who scattered in different directions. However, this time, they did not run towards the president. South Africa's reed dance is smaller than a similar event in Swaziland. In South Africa, about 10,000 teenage girls participate, according to a government website. According to Zulu custom, only virgins are allowed to bring reeds to the royal homestead during the four-day ceremony. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie, and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government, but it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, and most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
Well, here's an article that Haunted Skeptic put together for Dark Matter News, and it's received quite a bit of discussion on the Facebook groups. It's about a woman who plans to give a dolphin-assisted birth in shark-infested waters, and she hopes her child will speak dolphin. So this woman is planning to give a dolphin-assisted birth, despite recent local shark warnings. And according to sources, she hopes that giving birth in this fashion will allow her child to eventually speak dolphin. The birthing process has been guided by the Sirius Institute. Seriously. Providing dolphin midwives, which allowed her to swim with dolphins several times during her pregnancy. The Institute claims Hawaii is ideally suited for these therapy and birth projects. Dorina Rosen and her partner, Meka Sun Eagle, and I'm not kidding about that name either, they're appearing in the UK Channel 4 documentary, Extraordinary Births, for the event. Dr. Amy Tudor, a former Harvard University Medical School professor, calls these types of births stunt births, citing the process as unsafe and all about garnering publicity. But could a child actually learn how to speak dolphin from the womb? Unfortunately for this woman, research suggests otherwise. And while dolphins are generally friendly, they are unpredictable and can attack if they are provoked. Unpredictable behavior in wild dolphins combined with the risk of shark attacks in the region may be cause for alarm. The state of Hawaii urges residents and tourists to follow certain safety tips before entering the water. For instance, not entering the water if you have open wounds or are bleeding in any way. Sharks can detect blood and body fluids in extremely small concentrations. So far, we have no word yet on the status of the mother and baby. But what do you think of this event? Is she endangering herself and the child? And can a child actually learn how to speak dolphin from the womb? Join in the discussion. Let us know what you think at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.